Then Abimelech called Abraham and said unto him, What hast thou done unto us? And what have I offended thee, that thou hast brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? Thou hast done deeds unto me that ought not to be done. And the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard it, and the men were grieved, and they were very wroth because he had wrought folly in Israel in lying with Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to be done. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. When that year was ended, they came unto him the second year, and said unto him, We will not hide it from my lord, how that our money is spent. My lord also hath our herds of cattle. There is not aught left in the sight of my lord but our bodies and our lands. And the tale of the bricks which they did make heretofore, ye shall lay upon them. Ye shall not diminish aught thereof, for they be idle. Therefore they cry, saying, Let us go and sacrifice to our God. Go ye, get you straw where ye can find it. Yet not aught of your work shall be diminished. And the officers of the children of Israel did see that they were in evil case, after it was said, Ye shall not diminish aught from your bricks of your daily task. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. And if a man borrow aught of his neighbor, and it be hurt or die, the owner thereof being not with it, he shall surely make it good. And if aught of the flesh of the consecrations, or of the bread, remain unto the morning, then thou shalt burn the remainder with fire. It shall not be eaten, because it is holy. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If a soul shall sin through ignorance against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which ought not to be done, and shall do against any of them, and if any one of the common people sin through ignorance, while he doeth somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which ought not to be done, and be guilty, and whosoever beareth aught of the carcass of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the even. It shall be eaten the same day ye offer it, and on the morrow. And if aught remain until the third day, it shall be burnt in the fire. And if thou sell aught unto thy neighbor, or buyest aught of thy neighbor's hand, ye shall not oppress one another, according. And if a man will at all redeem aught of his tithes, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof. Then it shall be, if aught be committed by ignorance without the knowledge of the congregation, that all the congregation shall offer one young bullock for a burnt offering, for a sweet savour unto the Lord with his meat offering and his drink offering, according to the manner, and one kid of the goats for a sin offering. But the soul that doeth aught presumptuously, whether he be born in the land or a stranger, the same reproacheth the Lord. And that soul shall be cut off from among his people. And if she had at all an husband, when she vowed or uttered aught out of her lips, wherewith she bound her soul, as the Lord God of your fathers giveth you, he shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall he diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lendeth aught unto his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called the Lord's release. I have not eaten thereof in my mourning, neither have I taken away aught thereof for any unclean use, nor given aught thereof for the dead. But I have hearkened to the voice of the Lord my God, and have done according to all that thou hast commanded me. There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. And they said, Thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us, neither hast thou taken aught of any man's hand. And he said unto them, The Lord is witness against you, and his anointed is witness this day, that ye have not found aught in my hand. And they answered, He is witness. And now I have heard that thou hast shearers. Now thy shepherds which were with us, we hurt them not, neither was there aught missing unto them all the while they were in Carmel. Then answered all the wicked men and men of Belial, of those that went with David, and said, Because they went not with us, we will not give them aught of the spoil that we have recovered, save to every man his wife and his children, that they may lead them away and depart. And when all the people came to cause David to eat meat while it was yet day, David sware, saying, So do God to me, and more also if I taste bread, or aught else, till the sun be down. And she answered him, Nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly. And the king said, Whosoever saith aught unto thee, bring him to me, and he shall not touch thee any more. And the king said, Is not the hand of Joab with thee in all this? And the woman answered and said, As thy soul liveth, my lord the king, none can turn to the right hand or to the left from aught that my lord the king hath spoken. For thy servant Joab, he bade me, and he put all these words in the mouth of thine handmaid. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. Then David said, None ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites. For them hath the Lord chosen to carry the ark of God, and to minister unto him for ever. Ought ye not to know that the Lord God of Israel gave the kingdom over Israel to David for ever, even to him and to his sons by a covenant of salt? Also I said, It is not good that ye do. Ought ye not to walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the heathen our enemies? Oh, and pay unto the Lord your God, that all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, and if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye pay tithe of mint, and anise, and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But when ye shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand, then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. But woe unto you, Pharisees! For ye tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? Fathers worshipped in this mountain. And ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey God rather than men. Forasmuch then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold, or silver, or stone, graven by art and man's device. Seeing then that these things cannot be spoken against, ye ought to be quiet and to do nothing rashly. I have showed you all things, how that, so laboring, ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, It is more blessed to give than to receive. And they are informed of thee, that thou teachest all the Jews which are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither to walk after the customs, who ought to have been here before thee, and object, if they had aught against me. Or then said Paul, I stand at Caesar's judgment seat, where I ought to be judged. To the Jews have I done no wrong, as thou very well knowest. Festus said, King Agrippa, and all men which are here present with us, ye see this man about whom all the multitude of the Jews have dealt with me, both at Jerusalem and also here, crying that he ought not to live any longer. I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. But when the Jews spake against it, I was constrained to appeal unto Caesar, not that I had aught to accuse my nation of. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. We, then, that are strong, ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, forasmuch as he is the image and glory of God. But the woman is the glory of the man. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. And I wrote this same unto you, lest when I came I should have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all, that my joy is the joy of you all. So that contrariwise ye ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. I am become a fool in glorying, ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you. For in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself, for which I am an ambassador in bonds. That therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behaved not ourselves disorderly among you. And withal they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. If he hath wronged thee, or oweth thee aught, put that on mine account. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. And by reason hereof, he ought as for the people, so also for himself to offer for sins. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. We, therefore, ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth.